Welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. Today we are talking about building a weekly meal calendar. So let's jump into it. Tonight we are going to be talking about how to build a weekly meal calendar. Slash, what even is a weekly meal calendar?
I was about to say, right? Why don't we kind of go over what weekly meal calendar really is?
Yeah. So in general, we all know what a meal plan is, right?
Yes.
We have to plan our meals.
Yep.
But the meal calendar is going to be the organization factor of your meal planning.
Right.
Right? So, and this will also be like what you're seeing. Because I don't know if how everyone else feels about this, but if we just say something out loud, it's not necessarily fully there,
yeah.
Right? But if you write it down, not only are you saying it, thinking it, but you're also writing it, and then you can see it.
Yeah, and in fact, I believe there have been studies done on that exact thing that you're just saying, that, you know, thinking it, saying it, seeing it, and writing it down, and that it actually helps you remember what it is that you're planning on doing and exactly what it is that you're writing out. So if you're taking notes on something, they highly, highly suggest that you write them down, actually like analog pen to paper, write it down.
Yeah. So this is going to be your huge organization factor of when you're doing a meal plan, because you're going to be having something. It could be in a calendar.
Yeah.
It could be a list form.
Absolutely.
It could be a combination.
Yeah.
But you're going to be splitting up whether you're planning out your breakfast, lunch, dinner for each day, or if you want to add on snacks, things like that. And then you're going to have that organization. And you might also have notes for shopping, notes for busy days, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So.
All really good points.
Yes. So next, how do you come up with one? How do you create one, right?
Well, isn't the creation of a weekly meal calendar also utilizing what your meal planning is already going to be?
Yes, to an extent. You just have to actually get the organization of it. So you have to decide what's going to be best for me, right? But while you're thinking about that, you kind of have to think, how is my week going to play out? How busy am I going to be? What do my work commitments look like?
Right, right.
Do I have family activities?
Oh, yeah.
Are there any social events?
All really big things to keep in mind when you're planning it out.
And it might be easiest for some people if these events are also in there with what your meal is happening each day, right? So that you can see all of it together. Or it might be helpful to have it separated.
Yeah.
So kind of have to do your guessing and checking a little bit, right? And then also, what are your goals for this time being? So are you having any health goals? Are you just wanting to eat more at home? Do you have any restrictions or allergies that you have to worry about?
Exactly.
So those are all things that you're going to be thinking about when you are doing all this. And that'll help you then assess, like, how many meals do I need to plan? Do I need to prepare a lot more?
Exactly.
Do I need to lose my train of thought? Do you need to prepare more convenient heavy meals, or do you have a little bit of a lighter schedule to work, cook more at home,
right,
through the week, right? Or do you need to prep ahead? So assessing your schedule is going to help a lot with that. The next thing you'll want to do within that is pick a consistent day that'll be your planning day, as well as how you're also going to create the flow of shopping and things like that, which can also fall into that planning day.
Yeah, right? Because honestly, consistency is king. And as long as you're consistent, you can just really build that muscle and really grow faster from that.
And then you also are going to want to, within all of that, select something that's convenient for you. Because if it's not convenient, you're not going to do it. Yeah. In the sense of, like, if it's already like, oh, very hectic time, but I'm going to do it anyways, you're probably not.
Yeah.
So find a time where you're most likely going to be able to easily focus on it. So if you have kids, probably after they're asleep.
Yeah.
Or like, when they're napping, something like that, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're in that napping phase. I know that the boys.
It almost was like, were you saying frame and phase?
Yeah.
Phrase.
So I know, like, for us, the boys, they don't generally nap anymore. Specifically, Elias has started getting away from it.
Yeah.
And he will very seldomly actually take a nap. Whereas Scarlett here will take at least a good nap in the middle of the day. So then we know at that time we can try to get a little bit more work-heavy stuff done while she's taking a nap, while the boys can also be entertaining themselves, playing with toys and whatnot.
Yes. Of course, super but nice. Also, as your kids get older, they're not necessarily jumping for your attention as much, so you can have a little bit more conversations within planning that. But again, pick a consistent time and make sure that you have the time for it in that space.
Yeah, basically, so, just block it out. If you block out that time and just know, like, this time every single week, I'm going to be doing my planning, or I'm going to be talking with my partner about planning, and we're going to figure out exactly what it's going to look like, then you know you're not only holding yourself accountable, you're holding whoever else you're talking to accountable in that same aspect.
Yeah. Now, this one has a lot to do with your layout of actually writing all of this out. So in this sense, you're either going to want to utilize a template that is already out there, or you're going to want to create one. Now, lucky for all of you, we already have a template that we kind of follow, which we have some meal planning PDFs that has like a shopping list, inventory. They're very simplified versions, as well as a simplified version of how we kind of plan out our meals. And if you're looking for something that you're like, I'd love to try that out, go ahead and let us know in the comments, guides or template, and we will send you over those PDFs.
Yeah.
Because they're easily printable and super useful.
They're super convenient too. And the fact that you're wanting to be consistent with something that's convenient that you can use either from your phone or even from your laptop or tablet, you know, it's one of the biggest benefits.
Yeah.
Especially because smartphones are in our hands all the time for the most part.
And I will say that, like, while we have them, there are a slew of different ones, because you can also find ones that are maybe more customized to exactly what you want. You're going to be looking for something that is organizing them weekly, right? And you're going to want to look for ones that kind of separate breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. It gives you options, right? And then whether you want some, like, a little shopping space on the side, or there's ones that also have kind of like health tracker things. I believe ours has like water tracker, because I'm not always the best at drinking my water. I was gonna say, I'm not the best at that. So much so, in fact, that Tony got me a water bottle that, like, lights up to tell me that I need to drink water. And
now our boys gives her notifications. Yeah,
and now our boys tell, like, Wyatt will just be like, Mom, your water bottle's telling you to drink water. But that's something that we looked for.
Specifically for that reason, yeah.
Yeah. So, things to think about with that. The next are things to keep into consideration, which is kind of what... But when you're thinking about a meal calendar, as well as a bit on your planning, you want to think about leftovers or repurposing
Right.
those. Some people are like, I totally am against leftovers, which means that if you have some leftover, you could think of ways of repurposing them to another meal. So, like, for instance, let's say you made chicken that was roasted and things like that, and you're like, I don't want to eat this for leftovers. Well, you could dice it up, make a chicken salad for a sandwich. You could slice it, add it to a green salad. Those are just two options, but there's lots of different things, right?
It's so versatile because, honestly, thinking about it, you could even slice it, add it to a soup. You could dice it up. You could add it to a breakfast taco if you're looking to get a little extra protein in the morning.
And to, like, just make it...
Just a couple things really quickly off the top of our head.
Right. And, like, one of the things that we shared one time is we did, like, kind of a repurposing because we made a stew. But then we used part of that to go into making it like a pot pie.
Yeah. I was going to say the other night we even utilized something like this where we made ourselves our own little like at-home ramen bowls.
Yeah.
And we had repurposed.
We had some broth and like sauce that we.
And some sauce from the stew.
We used roast as our protein into it. Yeah. But it.
And it was fantastic.
Was it different?
A little
bit. Sure, yes. It was good, though. But if you're someone who's really not about leftovers, thinking about different ways to repurpose them is super helpful. And keeping those into consideration is important because throughout your week, having leftovers is going to lower the amount that you have to cook.
Absolutely.
Lower the amount that you have to worry about. And then you already can... be more organized with, okay, I'm taking leftovers for lunch, or we're having this meal for this night and this night. It just simplifies the process.
It really does. And like we just showed a couple examples of being able to repurpose them into different areas.
There's so many options.
It's,
Yeah. Actually, one of our menus coming up that we're going to, because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, so corned beef, right? We're making that and then Reuben's.
Oh, yeah, we are. It's going to be good.
So, repurposing. Next is thinking about when you're doing everything is recipes and getting inspiration. And where are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? What kind of recipes are you going to use? When you're thinking about recipes and inspiration... like I was saying, there's a number of different places you can look. We share lots of recipes. In fact, like on our, we have a bunch coming soon for spring. I'm excited.
Yeah.
About spring. I'm excited for spring. Spring flavors, all the funness, right?
It's just the light, bright flavors are just always really nice to have.
So it's nice.
Yeah.
And then we share recipes as well as meal planning tips and meal plans and things like that. There's also things you can find everywhere all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Pinterest.
It's huge for that. I would even say
even just for inspiration.
Yeah, I was going to say even other social platforms like Instagram.
Because if I'm ever
massive,
like,
to be able to find food.
If I'm ever like, I want to make something that's different, but I'm like, like, in that just brain
that
zone
brain
of
fog.
Just, like, nope.
Yeah.
I'll just type in something on Pinterest just to look at, like, food pictures, and then it gives me, like, a million different, I could do this.
Yeah.
What about this? That sounds like fun.
That's
and
also
then,
just our chef brains just wanting to throw out ideas.
But it's a great thing to do is to think about different recipes and inspirations so that you can kind of plan ahead on, like, oh, it'd be kind of cool to do a Thai week.
Yeah, of course.
In fact, I was like, ooh, a nice spring Thai menu would be fun.
A spring Thai menu
I have
would
that
be
written
delicious,
down.
Yes.
You were not.
That was not.
You were not a happy camper. But next are going to be a few helpful tips when you're planning your weekly meals and building your calendar.
Yeah.
Because I would say that these can be really helpful for at a month's glance,
right?
So you're going to have certain things you're like weekly. This is going to be ones that are going to be helpful on a monthly scale. So when you're assessing your schedule, which is good to do a month, right. Like, so at the beginning of, at the end of, so like, let's say at the end of February, you're looking at all of March, right? To see, because you'll generally know pretty much what your month's going to look like, right?
Yeah.
Certain things might change, but nothing too major, hopefully. Right. Right. So
there shouldn't be any major events just dropped in the middle of the month at the last minute notice.
So you should know which days, which weeks are going to be like crazier, right? Yeah. So in that, you're going to think, I could probably use some more convenience items for those times, right? These could be more helpful to my family, right? And those convenience items could be, maybe you have a prepped ahead meal in the freezer. Or, so something like, you know, sometimes they have those, like, the dump meals, like, not, like, from the dump, but, you know, you put them on a bag, you have it in your freezer.
You throw it into a pot.
A crock pot or something like that.
15 minutes.
Yeah. So, if you need that, if you need a lasagna in your freezer.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing.
And lasagnas are super easy to go ahead and get prepped ahead and throw in the freezer.
Exactly.
And they're just super nice when it's one of those crazy days and you're like, you know what, I've got maybe an hour and a half until it's dinner time.
Yeah.
I need to get something in. We've got the lasagna in the freezer. Grab it, throw it in the oven. There we go. Exactly.
That's what Scarlett. She thinks about lasagna.
Yeah.
That she's never tried. Good but, times. So, think about your convenience items and where they would fit in best and where they wouldn't. The next... We're going to see if standing up helps her. The next is going to be to really think about balance in your meals. Because the whole point of planning ahead is being able to think, okay, I need to have good proteins, vegetables, fruits, good grains, having a very nice, well-rounded menu, as well as balance within your recipes and meals. So keeping that in mind is super helpful. And you can always plan ahead, right? And then this kind of goes into the next tip, but then reassess for the next month, right?
Yeah.
And that's where we lead into flexibility, reflection, and revision.
Right.
Because, of course, like we said, ideally, you see the month ahead and you're like, okay, I kind of have an idea. Things happen.
Yeah.
It might work out. It might not. It might work out perfectly. Might have a few bumps in the road, right? And that's where you reflect.
Yeah. Or you just have the flexibility and understanding of like, okay, this is what it has to be. Like, perfect example of that would be tonight. We had a crazy night with the kids and things were kind of getting
today was a little
out of the way, so we ended up, instead of planning, we have chicken tenders in the fridge and we were planning on cooking those and probably making some really, really nice sides with them, and we were just like, it's getting pretty late, we haven't even started cooking, let's just make
even,
it easy
it wasn't
night.
Even late, we planned this, you're late, you realize we like decided this at like 2 or 3.
It takes so long to get
the kids ready and then going. But the point is it was a busy day, so we were like, we're just going to pick something up for today.
Yeah.
That is our convenience
Make
for
it a
the
convenience
day.
Night.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you kind of have to be flexible within all of that, is having that backup meal or am I eating out for certain amounts. But you also want to set boundaries around that too. So.
Right.
And then going back and looking, so like if you're trying to stay on a budget, if you're trying to eat at home more, things like that, reflection is going to be really helpful because you can then see, okay, this was what we were supposed to be sticking around. Did we do that? We did on this area. We didn't on this area. Okay, now we have to revise a few things. Do we need to change our budget? Do we need to have better backup meals?
Right.
Do we need to plan a little bit more efficiently?
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be minor things that might need to be changed.
And that reflection is super helpful. And then, of course, like you're saying, to revise it and really getting an overall picture of everything mm-hmm. that can be adjusted. Yeah. Because there's some times where things are just out of your hands and things just get crazy. And it just
especially
happens.
Especially if you have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you're a business owner.
Yeah, that too.
Then you have chaotic days that change in very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But, anyways, we hope you guys are as excited as we are about diving into, because we didn't share this, because we're kind of in the zone of meal planning basics.
Yes. Right?
So we're kind of going around that. Probably should have started with that. But we'll finish with it, right?
Yeah.
So we're excited about getting to dive in a bit more into these and sharing them. And other than that, we hope you guys have a great weekend or rest of your weekend.
Yeah, have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Mm-hmm. I know that we're excited for the rest of our weekend.
And remember that if you are like, I would love to have those meal planning PDFs, just put template into the comments and yep. we will send those over to you.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.